Psalm 96, When the Trees Become Evangelists. Yesterday, Psalm 95 warned us not to harden our hearts. Psalm 96 shows what a softened heart does. It sings, and then it sends the song outward until the whole world is summoned. This psalm is far more daring than many Western readers notice. In the ancient world, gods were usually local. A nation had its deity, a field, its fertility rite, a household, its little figurines. Archaeology keeps uncovering such small carved gods from Israel's neighbours, and tragically, from Israel too. Psalm 96 stands in that world and makes a shocking claim. The God of Israel is not a tribal deity competing for market share. He is the maker of the heavens, therefore all peoples owe him worship. That is why the line about idols matters so much. The Hebrew word is elilim, a mocking word, something like nothings or little not gods. It is a deliberate contrast to Elohim. The psalmist is not merely being rude, he is exposing a spiritual law. Whatever we fashion, we will eventually serve. But whatever we serve that is not the Creator will shrink us. Idols always make promises larger than they are. Sing to the Lord a new song does not mean Christians must chase novelty. In Scripture, the new song is history turned into worship. God has acted, therefore stale praise becomes dishonest. Augustine said the new song belongs to the new humanity remade by grace. We do not sing new songs because God has changed, but because we are being changed by his mercies. Then the psalm does something astonishing. It invites the nations to bring an offering and enter his courts. This is mission in priestly form. Not conquest, but welcome. Not cultural erasure, but the gathering of the world around the true centre. In 1 Chronicles 16:23-33, these words are placed at the bringing of the Ark to Jerusalem, as if Israel's worship was never meant to end with Israel. Most surprising of all, creation rejoices because God comes to judge the earth. We hear judgment and think terror. The psalm hears judgment and thinks relief. Why? Because in Scripture, God's judgment is not bare punishment. It is the setting right of what has been bent. The sea, the field, and the trees rejoice because human sin has wounded more than souls. It has bruised the land itself. Romans 8:19-22 says, creation groans for this same freedom. So Psalm 96 is not a mere worship song. It is a declaration that reality has a throne, and it is not occupied by empire, markets, nations, or the self. The Lord reigns. And because he reigns, the world is not doomed to absurdity. It is moving toward truth. Suggested cross-references, 1 Chronicles 16, 23-33, Isaiah 52:7, Romans 8:19-22, Revelation 5:9-13. Hymn suggestion, let all the world in every corner sing. Prayer. Lord of all nations, teach my heart a new song. Expose the idols I have made respectable. Let my worship tell the truth about who rules the world. And as you come to judge in righteousness, make me glad, not only for my salvation, but for the healing of all you have made. Amen.